something that likely isn't a good fit for you. And it surely isn't going to be the quickest way to extra income or security. Instead, let's consider a dentist who has built a thriving practice. Dr. David Phelps is branching out his streams of income by teaching practice growth techniques to other dental experts. Because of a medical condition that his daughter battles, he also has developed systems and strategies to get himself out of the office and more involved in her life, and is teaching other dentists how to remove themselves from the daily grind of their practice while still having a thriving business, full appointment book, and growing bank account. His streams of income are related to his expertise and his direct skill sets. As a result, his practice came to a level of profitability more quickly than if he'd started something random, unrelated, and new. Barefoot action step. You have to suit up and show up. It was character that got us out of bed, commitment that moved us into action, and discipline that enabled us to follow through. Zig Ziglar. Now watch the You Have to Suit Up and Show Up video at barefootexecutivevideos.com/suit up. Today, I'm dressed to work out. Since I've lost a lot of weight, it's been a constant struggle for me to keep it off. It's something that I have to consciously keep an eye on, what I'm eating, how I'm moving, and all those things. My fitness expert friends swear that at some point I'm going to enjoy working out, and I'll look forward to that. But I guess I'm not quite there yet because I still have to force myself to do it. I still have to make time in my day for it. I still have to convince myself that it's better for me than not. It's not always easy, but I do find that it's easier when I'm consistent, scheduled, and doing the kind of things that my body responds to positively, like a routine. Then I have results. When I stop doing what I'm supposed to be doing, when I don't schedule it, I get busy and schedule over it or just never get around to it. Then I don't work out the way I should or how I respond best. It occurs to me that your business is very much that same way, right? We have to suit up. We have to schedule work on our business and we have to do the correct activities. We have to do what the trainer prescribes for us, our coach or our mentor or even our associates if we're working on joint ventures and affiliates and those kind of things. It's not always fun each and every day, but when you put your time in, when you have consistent activity, then you are guaranteed results. They may not come as fast as you want them to. They may not be as big as you want them to be, but you will have results. And you'll be encouraged by those results, whether it's in business or in fitness. So you suit up and you do it again. In fitness, you can lose progress when you sit back and relax and don't dress out and don't get to the equipment or don't get to your routine. And business works the same way. I encourage you to do just 5 things a day. Jack Canfield calls it the 5-a-day rule. John Maxwell calls his the law of 5. And I'm a